Well, speaking of success, Eli Manning, Marshawn Lynch, and Luke Kuechly are headlining a Hall of Fame class this upcoming season, I should say. They're headlining a list of candidates for the upcoming Hall of Fame class. 167 modern era candidates were named yesterday. 16 players who will become eligible for the first time this year. Eli feels like a first ballot shoo-in. Luke Kuechly feels like a first ballot shoo-in. But I am anxious to see how this kind of breaks down over. I'm not sure if Marshawn is.
Marshawn feels like second, third year type guy. I think he'll get in, but it won't be this first year.
So this is what I was trying to figure out. We have a list.
T Sizzle in this one too.
T Sizzle, that's kind of borderline too. He was really good though. He's really, really good. But this is what I was trying to figure out. These are people, players, excuse me, that are eligible for the first time, right?
The names I just named are eligible for the first time, yeah.
What about the people that have been eligible that may make it? And that's why I was trying to find a list of those players. So, for instance,
you want the full list of 167?
Well, to my understanding, isn't the 167 just the first time eligibles?
No.
Oh, it's
no,
it's
I don't
every.
So.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I don't
okay.
believe so.
Okay, because that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, I know that this isn't. It's not even reality because he's in. But Patrick Willis, he wasn't a first ballot. If Patrick Willis was, you know, hadn't been voted in and was still eligible, like,
yeah,
if there's not enough room for him because Kuechly's getting in, well, no, Kuechly needs to wait or something like that. Like, it's Patrick's time. I wonder if there are people like that may make Eli, Kuechly,
well,
Marshawn wait a little.
Let's look at this. I have a list here that's broken down by position. Though I don't think that's a determining factor. There are 10.
Is this the one on NFL.com? I think I can tell who are the first time ones.
I'm on ProFootballHallOfFame.com.
Okay. I think I can tell who the first time ones are, though.
I can definitely tell you who the first time ones are.
Yeah, because on here, at least, they have them in italics. So, like, Eli, Marshawn, Darren Sproles.
So you used the Kuechly Patrick Willis example, though I don't think this is a factor at all. Other quarterbacks that are eligible, there's only one first time candidate in the quarterback position, and that's Eli. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo, Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, Jeff Garcia, Rich Gannon, Doug Flutie, Jake Delhomme, Randall Cunningham, Mark Bolger are all eligible.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Marshawn Lynch there. Darren Sproles, also a first timer. Sean Alexander's eligible. Tiki Barber, Jamal Anderson, Jamal Charles is eligible. Corey Dillon, Warwick Dunn. Vernon Davis is eligible this year. So is Antonio Gates, Jeremy Shockey. They've been eligible for a few years now. Luke Kuechly and T. Sizzle, Bill Romanowski, Mike Vrabel. Those are other names that are out there.
So. And this is what I kind of wanted to see. There are, to me, there are a gang of people that should be inducted next year ahead of Eli Manning.
A gang of people. So let's break this down here for a minute.
There's at least three quarterbacks, I think.
There are 20 finalists that will be presented to the full 50-member Pro Football Hall of Fame selection committee during its annual meeting to choose the class of 2025. Those candidates will consist of 15 modern era player finalists, 3 senior finalists, and a coach finalist.
Mm-hmm.
So who are the players that you think deserve to be in over Eli Manning? Let's start with the quarterbacks because you said you see
McNabb, McNair, and Tony Romo.
McNabb does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Not over Eli, not period.
You said Tony Romo too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony Romo can't hold a candle to Eli Manning.
You said can't hold a candle to Eli?
Yeah, Eli's got 2 Super Bowls. He got all-time numbers. Romo has none of that stuff.
What all-time numbers Eli got?
I think he's like near top 10 all-time in passing yards and touchdowns.
I didn't know that.
Tony Romo is Hall of Very Good. He was a failure in the playoffs and was a very good quarterback. That's it.
Okay, but I was Tony Romo. Right,
why don't you?
Compared to Eli, call it what it is.
Tony Romo was a much better quarterback than Eli Manning.
No, we're romanticizing.
No, don't do that. Romo was good.
Tony's good, but one deserves to go in the Hall of Fame and one doesn't.
Tony was a much better quarterback than Eli.
No.
McNair was a much better quarterback than Eli. And that's just the quarterbacks. Sean Alexander was a better player. Tiki Barber. Warwick Dunn was a better player.
I don't think
none of those guys
I don't think any of that is true.
Yeah.
Clint Portis.
What has Clint Portis ever won?
I don't think that stuff
matters when it comes to the Hall.
Why do you hate Eli?
I don't. He should eventually be a Hall of Famer.
But Tiki Barber, for real? You think Tiki Barber's better than Eli?
He shouldn't jump these guys as a first timer.
I don't know that Tiki Barber's a Hall of Famer ever.
That's a whole nother thing. I'm using the judgment of the NFL. Like there's a lot of guys in the NFL Hall of Fame that I don't know.
There's a lot of people in all Hall of Fame.
I could see Tiki making Hall of Fame. That's why I say Tiki.
All right.
But yeah. I don't know about this.
The numbers are there.
I think Eli's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Torrey Holt. He should jump Torrey Holt. Now he doesn't have to necessarily. They could go in at the same time, but
Torrey Holt's pretty damn good.
Reggie Wayne?
I don't think so.
Steve Smith's pretty good. Steve Smith was better.
Steve Smith's pretty good.
Yeah.
Steve Smith, I think, is a Hall of Famer.
I don't know, man. No, I agree. But I'm saying I don't know about Eli just jumping all these guys. Jared Allen.
Luke Kuechly played 8 years. And he think he was all pro like 5 times.
He was a true.
But that's the, was it Terrell Davis? Whose career is like, it's just short, but he ain't miss.
That's what happened with Patrick Willis. Patrick Willis played 8 years.
He was 6 times?
Yeah.
All pro?
I think he might have been 5. He might have been 5.
Anyway, I feel like Luke Kuechly is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I think so, too.
If you made me pick one, Luke or Eli, I'm picking Luke. Luke goes in. Like, I don't think there's any question Luke goes in.
I think he's a first ballot, too. Maybe I'm just off. I don't. And when we talk about winning, you can't take away the Super Bowls. You can't. That's part of the resume. I'm not going to attempt to. It sounds crazy. I get it. He didn't do anything else in his career. His career spanned like what, about 15 seasons? 2 times he got to the playoffs and won the Super Bowls. That's why he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He should and will be in the Hall of Fame. But he didn't do anything else.
It's more than
talk about winning. He didn't win. His teams were losers.
Hall of Fame's body of work, though. You got to throw in the all-time stats.
He won 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
Yeah. Dude. And that's more than the other guys that we named.
So we lived it. Once again, the resume, you can't take away the resume. I'm not going to try to. But we lived it. Was Eli Manning the MVP in that first one? We lived it. I think when I say.
Who should it have been? Strahan?
It should have been. It's not going to be. It was the front four. It's not going to be.
You know what
be.
This is? This is Bob Myers talking about who's the MVP. Who's the MVP? It's Eric Spoelstra or whatever stupid-ass thing he said on TV. He's talking about, okay, guys, the front four wins the Super Bowl MVP.
We're doing too much, bro.
We're going to Disneyland.
Eli should be in ahead of all those guys we named. All of them.
I don't know, man.
All of them.
Eli.
You can have talent, but talent don't give you a Hall of Fame.
What did
you need
Eli do to you?
That.
Eli didn't
accolades.
Do anything to me. Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Jazz got a crush on Eli?
No.
Doesn't really strike me as
yeah, that would be different.
That'd be wild.
That would be different. Eli's a Hall of Famer. Eli better than Steve McNair?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve. Come on, man. Let's not.
He's
do
not
this.
Better than Steve McNair.
Yes, he
let's
is.
Not let's not romanticize. Let's not do this. Steve McNair isn't with us anymore. Let's not do this.
Rich Gannon?
Yes. Stop. Dude, you're being disrespectful
wasn't
now.
Wasn't Rich Gannon MVP in the league?
He was.
2002,
right?
I think.
Was Eli ever an MVP?
No, but Eli's got 2 Super Bowl MVPs. How many does Rich have?
Right, he ain't got 9, but come on, man.
Does Rich have the all-time numbers as well?
We never looked at Eli and said he's one of the best players in the league.
Because he played with six other Hall of Famers,
what
too.
What that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, he is Hall of Fame.
He didn't play with six other Hall of Famers. They didn't win. They didn't win with Eli.
Well, Brady, like, he played against Brady, like Brady and all those guys.
No, they didn't consistently win.
Bro. Take the Rich Gannon stuff back.
What?
He's not even close.
Was he an MVP?
He was. Yes. That's the end of it.
Did Eli ever have one of those seasons? I don't know. I'm not looking at
it. So we're boiling
numbers.
It down to one season.
I'm saying, did we ever look at Eli and say, yo, this is one of the best players in the game?
It was always a top 10 quarterback.
He was always
a top-tier quarterback.
Yeah. Sure. But, like, no one ever said it's Peyton, Brady, and Eli.
I think we romanticize Eli a little bit.
The numbers are there. It's right there in front of your face.
I think what it is people get
he didn't.
Off.
He wasn't.
I think they get turned off by Eli because he's Eli Manning.
He wasn't the flashiest or anything like that.
That don't bother me. I'm saying we never looked at Eli and be like, he's him. He's that dude.
We did the two times he won the Super Bowl.
No, Eli, we just said he won the Super Bowl.
Eli threw for more yards with a better completion percentage and more touchdowns than Rich Gannon did the year he won the Super Bowl. Or the year he won the MVP.
I got it right in front of me. That's fine. I'll rest that. I'm saying, do we ever look at Eli and say he was like one of them ones?
He was one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yes, he was one of the best quarterbacks.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you want me to, his numbers are right in front of me. This man threw 25 interceptions in a year.
Throw the ball all the time.
He threw 27 in another year. God damn, Eli. Ooh, Lord.
Eli
actually had a couple of really special seasons.
Eli, once again, hear what I'm saying.
Eli also had a couple. Eli is
a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer.
His resume speaks
all that. But the whole conversation was, should he be jumping these other guys that
emphatically, yes. Like, I don't think, okay. I'm sorry, I don't think Steve McNair is a Hall of Famer. I don't particularly care for your tone about Tony Romo. But,
I didn't want to do it, but like, let's keep it real, bro.
You didn't want to do it. You've been trashing Tony Romo for 4 years.
Well, we talked like Tony was good. That's it, bro. He was like a top 10 quarterback ish. He was like 9, 10, 11. He was fine, but he wasn't
that's literally what you just said about Eli.
Eli was closer to those guys than Tony was. Yes, he was.
You've been on the radio too damn long today. Your brain is
bro. I'm not. Nah, Tony was a choker, bro. You want to talk about revision? Tony was a choker, bro. Tony is literally Dak Prescott right now.
Y'all gonna leave?
I don't know why you're making me do this.
Y'all gonna leave my quarterback alone? Leave my quarterback alone.
I think. I mean, obviously he's got two Super Bowls. I think Eli and Tony are the same. I think they're the same type of player.
Yeah, but you can't.
And that's why Eli,
also
without a doubt,
also,
is in
Tony's,
the Super Bowl.
Tony's
or
run
in the Hall of Fame.
Tony's run was pretty short, like all things considered, because he had the two. You know, he had the injury that took out his last year. He was injured the year before, and if you're gonna have a short run like that, you better be Austin. You better be The Rock.
Yeah.
You better be Luke Kuechly.
Right.
Or I don't think you can make it.
That's the other.
Now he might get in one day as a contributor and still wind up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
But
that's the other thing I will say about Eli that I will tip my hat to. I mean, the longevity's there.
Yeah.
Like he performed at a relatively high level for a long time.
Oh man.
I ain't gonna shade him on that. He was a good quarterback. I never watched Eli Manning and thought I was seeing something special. But that also goes back to the Hall of Fame. And I said a while ago, I said, I'm not going to hate on these people getting in the Hall of Fame. My criteria might be a little different, a little higher than most, but it's a great achievement. I'm not going to hate on these guys. And not only football, but other sports getting in the Hall of Fame. That's fine. All I say is I never watched Eli and thought I was watching something that I'm going to sit Ryan on my lap and tell him, man, you didn't see Eli. You didn't see Eli. I ain't never going to do that.
I think there's a lot of players in the Hall of Fame that.
I know. But I said I ain't going to hit on these people in the Hall of Fame, man.
I ain't way too late for that. Let's go to the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909. 13:20. We'll start with my man Manny. Manny, what's going
we
on, brother?
What? Go ahead. We doing now, or we want to hold on?
Oh Jesus! Yeah, no, that's good. We'll come back.
Manny, hold on.
Hang on, Manny. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13:20. All right, now let's go to the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Matt George going to join us in an hour here. The host of the hottest talk show in all of sports media, Chatty House After Party. What's up, Manny?
I just wanted to make sure you had time, bro. I just want to make sure you had time. That's all.
It's a struggle, man, between, you know, taking media and all that, but I always find time for D-Lo and Casey.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thanks, Manny.
So I have a question for you guys on the subject, but just to piggyback off what KC was talking about, like, I always kind of felt the same. Like, yes, he's a Hall of Famer. I know he's going in, and I don't have anything against that. But, like, even, like, with one of the Super Bowls, the lucky catch, and then I feel like most of his regular seasons and other parts of his career were, like, where at times were so mediocre. Like, he threw some horrible interceptions. Anytime you talk about those years, he wasn't ever in the conversation of best quarterbacks in the league to me, like top five. So, but I get it. Two Super Bowls, beat Brady, beat that undefeated season. Like, I get the fanfare for that, and I can't knock that as being part of the criteria. But I do think he gets romanticized just a little bit because of that. But I have a question for you about the WNBA. Is there any matchups that you guys are really looking forward to seeing in this first round? Like, is there? I know there's still some things that have to go down today, but like, what do you guys think are the most intriguing points that are coming out of this playoffs?
Appreciate you, Manny. Chatty House After Party available over on YouTube.com/ESPN1320 if you want to see Manny. I'm not going to use the nickname Drew Down used for himself, but...
Wait, what is it?
You know, it was on the screen yesterday. You don't remember at the end of yesterday's show?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to use that. Drew Down, Dr. David, Katrina, Kyron, they were all on last night. Of course, again, that's available on the ESPN 1320 YouTube channel. We'll start... I'm going to hold off on that W thing for 1 second, Manny. Hang tight. I won't forget your question, I promise. Here's what I ask people who say that Eli wasn't a top five quarterback at the time. Who was? Because people say that like so definitively. Mm-hmm. He wasn't. Okay, who was? Because what we know this was the Manning and Brady era. Mm-hmm. All right. Then who? There's probably, whether Jesse likes it or not, there's Tony Romo references. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Phillip Rivers references.
I think you throw Ben Roethlisberger in there.
Okay.
Drew Brees.
Maybe Drew Brees.
Aaron Rodgers.
Eli Manning is right there in that conversation.
He's not as good as any of those guys. He's not. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. He is not on the same level as Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
Why not? Like, he's been, like, it wasn't like, he's been to the playoffs before and all that. Like, he has the all-time stats. Like, everything is there besides literally our eyes, I guess. That's the only thing.
I got two eyes, and now I got glasses, and I can see a lot better. He's not on the same level as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. He's just not. Like, you can, once you can start, like, you can talk Tony Romo, you can talk, who was the other guy? Matt Ryan, maybe. Like, that's when we start talking about Eli. Those guys?
Drew Brees probably comfortably fits into the third spot. Mm-hmm. Like, because one and two aren't really debatable or up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees can probably slide into the third spot relatively easily. Mm-hmm. Because he's better than Ben Roethlisberger, in my opinion. He's better than Aaron Rodgers at that time, in my opinion. And he is better than Eli.
Eli not better than Big Ben. And I'm not a fan of any of these quarterbacks, now that I think about it. Drew, Aaron, or Big Ben. I don't like any of them. But Eli wasn't better than him.
Well, that's fine, but we're all talking about Hall of Famers at this point, too. Like, he's still part of that mix. Like, those guys might be better. We're talking about, like, all-time great players still. Romo was fine, but like I said, he's not Eli either.
We are, but we're talking about, like, for me, I'm talking about him in the Rivers, Matt Ryan.
And I might have been wrong on Rivers and Ryan, too. Rivers' numbers are a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers' numbers are
crazy. He's like six all-time in yards. I think they're four touchdowns.
I'm talking about him and he's in that category. Rivers, Matt Ryan, Tony Romo, which, once again, I think, I don't know about Matt Ryan, but I think Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. I think Tony Romo's a Hall of Famer. I think Eli's a Hall of Famer.
I don't think Tony's making it.
You don't think so?
I don't think
so. Just not the longevity?
I think when you look at the amount of years that he played, and the fact that he was hurt the last 2 years, like he's got like four Pro Bowlers. I don't think he has any all
pros.
Pros, thank you. He doesn't have any all pros. Almost said all NBAs. He doesn't have any all pros, and
he got snubbed for all NBA.
He did. He did.
But like, yeah,
LeBron got him.
But I think he, and like I said, I don't know. Maybe I think those guys are a little better, because I may not tell Ryan about Matt Ryan, but if Phillip Rivers' name comes, like, Phillip Rivers is kind of nice. Like, if it comes up and I'm, nah, Phillip Rivers.
Also, he has an offensive lineman's worth of kids.
You see those 11 offensive players? Those are all his kids. Yeah. I was like, nah, he was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my thought with a guy. Like I don't, Eli wasn't bad, but I don't feel that way about Eli. Like, nah, Eli was kind of nice. I was like, Eli was good. Won two Super Bowls. But I want to be perfectly clear. He is a Hall of Famer. He's a deserving Hall of Famer. He should be in the Hall of Fame. That is not what I'm questioning it at all.
Back to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. We'll go to Mitch. Mitch, what's going on, baby?
How's it going, D-Lo? Casey, what's happening, man?
What's up, man?
A little Joe Morgan look today. You got to throw a D-Lo hat. You know, one of your collection hats.
No, you don't.
All right.
No, I appreciate it, but you don't.
And also, Mitch, I think, did we know Mitch watches the show? I thought we always thought he just listened, but he watches the show.
I try and do both, but it's a problem with my ADD. But,
okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Can all these players be in Hall of Fame? They're all great. You know, seriously. But like Marshawn Lynch, he kind of reminds me of, he's the whole thing in Seiko of football. Eli.
How you figure? Friends.
But I think Phil Rivers is a little better. He should be. And Jim Plunkett. And one more thing. It'd be nice to see Tiki Barber be in the Hall of Fame. I think that'd be the first twins to be in the Hall of Fame in the same sport. Am I right?
No, that's a cute story, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Like, I don't mind the sentiment. It's very sweet and romantic. I don't think Tiki's a Hall of Famer. Mm. His brother was. Like, his brother was really good at his position.
Yeah.
Tiki was
pretty good.
Tiki was fine.
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer either. I'll walk that back a little bit. But I think he's French. I think he's French. I'd have to really, like, think about it. He was a pretty good running back. Like, he's pretty damn good.
Maybe I'm.
You think he was better than Ward Dunn?
I'm forgetting. No, in my head he wasn't. But
is Ward Dunn a Hall of Famer?
The hell do I
feel
know.
Like Ward Dunn is, but I
Ward Dunn's not a Hall of Famer. Either. Like, yeah, neither of those two are Hall of Famers.
Ward Dunn Super Bowl. Right?
Well, Tiki's not. Tiki's not bad.
I don't remember.
Tiki's not bad.
I think he's fringe. I'll walk it back.
In my head, Warwick Dunn was much better than Tiki Barber.
Warwick Dunn was like a...
Oh, they're kind of the same.
Warwick Dunn was kind of like a...
Their careers are really different.
I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but he was like a poor man's Marshall Faulk.
Neither guy is top 20 in rushing yards all time.
Yeah.
You got to do that at least.
I'm going to be honest. I don't really like either one of them.
Is Marshawn a Hall of Famer?
I didn't think so.
I think he's fringe as well.
Let me like
29th all time rushing yards.
My initial impression was he's not, but I don't know. See, and that's the thing. Like the Hall of Fame is, I don't even know what it is anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no question, none whatsoever, that Randy Moss's numbers are Hall of Fame worthy. Mm-hmm. Randy Moss, I think, because of his very effective career change, became a first ballot Hall of Famer. Again, his numbers reflected him being a first ballot Hall of Famer. So did Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrell Owens will be the greatest example of how this isn't about your playing career.
Right.
And as long as I continue to believe that the Hall of Fame isn't entirely about your playing career, he's worthy. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big reason Eli will go in first ballot. Mm. You mentioned Tiki. That could be a reason Tiki goes into the Hall of Fame. Mm. He's made some smart post-career choices. Mm-hmm. But the Hall of Fame is just, it's just a, you know, we try not to do it, but every year it's like, oh, that guy? Hmm. That person? In multiple sports, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they're all, you know, great ball players at the top of their fields who you can make an argument either way. As we pull up the numbers of some of these guys, it's like, well, I don't know.
But
like Marshawn is in the same category to me as Warrick Dunn and Tiki Barber.
The other thing about it, too, is like...
just a lot more memorable than either one of those guys.
Yeah.
Marshawn is just an extremely memorable individual.
Yeah. The other thing about it, too, especially with
football... and give that man a live microphone. Sorry.
Give...
oh, Marshawn! Yeah. If Marshawn... I don't care who your headliner is, Marshawn, the main event.
Marshawn was teaching him how to do the thistle dance in Cuba.
Oh, wow.
That was some good TV. But the other thing that also makes it pretty tough with football is the way that the game has evolved. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at somebody that was on the list. I'm not here to make an argument that he's better than anybody or this like anything like that. But Randall Cunningham is on that list as not being in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, his numbers don't match up. But he was in two different kind of, not eras, but he had two different stints. He had his Eagles, Randall Cunningham, and then what he did for a few years with the Vikings. And I don't know if his numbers don't match up to an Eli or something like that. So it's hard to put him in that way, but we were there. Like, there are some guys that are in the Hall of Fame that, like, if he's going to be in there, like, Randall should get real consideration of being in the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame, too, isn't just based off talent either, though. Because the guys might have been more talented than they like, but, like, you need to win and all that stuff. Like, all that stuff matters, too.
Yeah, it plays a role. But, like I said, a guy like Randall Cunningham or even, like, I'll pull up his numbers. I know you're definitive that he shouldn't be in, but I feel like Donovan McNabb at least should have a conversation. You know, but he didn't necessarily.
I don't have
he didn't win that. on a high level.
I just don't really like him, to be honest.
Well, I don't blame you there. But he went to four NFC Championship
title
games.
By just sitting around puking on the sidelines.
He was on the field.
I was puking. Well, that's a pretty
the middle of the damn play.
I guess that's a pretty regular thing in football.
But four NFC
He's
Championships.
He's gonna puke. Sorry, that's a callback. My bad. Come on, man.
NFC
no,
Championship
no,
games.
No. No, he's
four
not.
NFC Championship
he's
games
not a Hall of Famer,
in a Super Bowl
29th all time in yards.
Not a Hall of Famer. Donovan McNabb is not a Hall of Famer.
He might not be. I'm not here to make an argument for him, but
well, good because I
we
won't let
we you. But we that's another one where we lived it, and he was a top quarterback.
I don't
his
think
time.
He was.
I think we're romanticizing Donovan McNabb.
He was no more than a top quarterback than Eli was. If he was
Maybe
top,
fair.
If
Maybe
he was top, fair. If he was top, he was top 10, not top 5.
Maybe
and that's
fair.
What we're saying about Eli.
Maybe that's fair. I feel like he was a little before the Peyton Tom Brady era. Cuz he played Tom in one of the Super Bowls. So maybe he's in the same era. But I feel like he was a few seasons before. But it probably fits. It probably fits what you're saying.
I mean, he's 99.
And Tom was, 2000, I guess. So I guess
Tom
it's
was
the
2000.
Same.
Peyton was 99.
98, maybe.
98.
Yeah, no, that's his era. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, not a fan.
Don't blame me. Argument here.
I'll stand strong on that one. Let's get Ramsey in here. I really don't know what Ramsey's calling about. He might change directions here. 916-909-1320. Elk Grove Kia.
Got to bring that game back. What is Ramsey going to call it about?
What's up, Ramsey?
First off, got to give a shout out to Katrina last night for pushing through with a tooth infection.
Oh, God.
On the Daddy House after party.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But she pushed through to get out. But at the same time, I got a couple players that are on this list that really aren't getting mentioned that I feel are definite Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Terrell Suggs, eighth all time in sacks, one of the anchors of the Ravens defense. Antonio Gates, probably in my opinion, top two tight end all time. Only tight end probably better than him is Tony Gonzalez. And an underrated quarterback is Doug Flutie. Man, Doug Flutie, hear me out, because it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Three MVPs, three championships in Canada.
He was the man in Canada.
Man threw for over 6,600 yards, has the touchdown record, and you want to talk about witnessing it in person? I saw it in person at Hornet Field on multiple occasions when we had the Gold Miners. There was no stopping Doug Flutie in the Canadian Football League.
He was the man in Canada. He was the man in Canada. I ain't gonna sneeze
Bret
at that.
Hart of this.
It's awesome, bro. Doug Flutie tore up the Church League. Wow.
Don't do that to the CFL.
Wow, Church League MVP, Doug Flutie.
Don't do that to the CFL. Don't do that. He was the man of the CFL, though.
He really was.
He was the man of the CFL. I won't dispute that at all. I won't dispute that.
I'm sure there was someone else who was the man in CFL,
Wait a minute. But wait a minute. Ramsey does have a point.
Terrell Suggs, I like that.
Well, no.
Terrell Suggs, yeah.
Yeah, I like Sizzle. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Pro Football.
It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Mm. Like, come on. It's not. It's the Pro Football. It's not the same way.
It's not the NFL Hall of Fame.
But it's not the same way as the Basketball Hall of Fame, though.
Why not?
Well, because
never has been.
Because
no one's ever got in because it's something they did in the Canadian League.
But is there anybody that has those numbers? Like, is there somebody that has the same type of resume that Doug Flutie has that isn't in there? I don't know the answer to that, but it certainly feels like Doug Flutie has.
What did Warren Moon do? What were his NFL stats?
Warren Moon is a Hall of Famer.
I know, but I think Skip threw in, because he glued through in his CFL stats too or whatever. So I'm trying to figure out maybe Warren Moon is like someone who kind of fits into that.
I think they do kind of mention that a little bit.
Well, the problem is Warren Moon was a significantly better
player than Doug Flutie
in the NFL. Yeah. He was
okay, that's what I'm asking too. Like, did he have Hall of Fame numbers for the NFL too?
Well, his NFL numbers are way better.
I'm not like trying to dispute numbers. If I'm asking if he got put in because of the NFL.
Yeah, like he has Hall of Fame numbers.
If he never played in the CFL, he would.
Yeah. Okay, that's basically what I'm asking then. Yeah, so Flutie there. Yeah. Flutie, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Man.
I'm not letting you guys do this.
I'm looking. So this is interesting. This is interesting. Because I think we forget this sometimes, or I won't speak for anybody. Sometimes I forget this. The Pro Football Hall of Fame may not have anything to do with the CFL or the XFL or any of this other stuff. It's, in fact, the AFL.
There it is right there. Yeah, probably.
The AFL and the NFL.
Will he hate me from the XFL and the Hall of Fame next?
Between Doug Flutie and Tony Romo, I don't know who you hate more.
But
I don't see, you know, to talk about what those several Hall of Famers have had AFL, Canadian Football League, World Football League, United States Football League, Arena Football League, and Indoor Football League experience. Mm-hmm. There is a division of the Hall devoted to alternative leagues such as these. To this point, no player, coach, or contributor have made the Hall without having made significant contributions to either the NFL, AFL, or All-American Football Conference. For CFL stars, there is a corresponding Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Well,
so I'll say that
only one player, Warren Moon, and two coaches have been enshrined, Bud Grant and Marv Levy. Okay, I think I got this figured out. Ramsey, they don't give a damn about the Canadian Football League.
Thank you.
But I'll say this. Take it for what it's worth. The website I went on to see the 167 eligible ball players is on NFL.com, and they have Doug Flutie in there. So maybe that's just – maybe they're pacifying the CFL thing, but Doug Flutie is one of the 167 eligible players.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that has to be because of the CFL.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Even though in that statement they say they kind of – CFLs, they got their own Hall of Fame. They have him eligible. It has to be because of CFL and – or maybe just CFL.
Doug Flutie was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame in 2008. Mm-hmm.
So, but you see what I'm saying? No, they have NFL has him as an eligible.
Mm-hmm. I see it. Yeah.
And I don't think his NFL numbers are good enough to make him eligible. I don't think. So that would lead me to say they're factoring in his CFL numbers to even have him. And it could be arbitrary.
It's,
you know,
it's kind of amazing though, right? That Doug Flutie is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame and has no acknowledgement through the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I would guess this is going to sound like he's dying. His time's going to run out. Mm. Like, you have a certain amount of time.
He retired a long time ago to still be on this list.
Yeah, like, you have a certain amount of time from when you first make the list to, like, once you... If you don't get enshrined, you're removed from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just happened in baseball with the only guys that really matter.
Right. The moral of the story, though, is...
I don't know. We've been doing this for an hour. What is the moral of the story?
Most of it is nobody knows who the hell's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Eli, you guys may have talked me into this. Eli probably is deserving of being a first ballot.
Is he the Paul Pierce of Hall of Famers?
No, because nobody likes Paul Pierce. Though it does feel like a lot of people dislike Eli Manning.
You know who...
Eli has shown so much of his personality on the Manning cast. He's a pretty funny dude.
He is a funny dude, man. He was a really good quarterback. He was a Hall of Fame worthy quarterback. I didn't think coming into this he should be a first ballot, but he's definitely the Hall of Fame isn't even a question to me.
I think Ramsey has a point though.
That was a good point by Ramsey.
I think he has a good point.
That was a really good point by him.
Eli Manning feels like Dwight Howard.
As much as you hate it.
The way they get talked about, I feel
Dwight
is a Hall of Famer, but Dwight
was way better.
Yeah, Dwight was way
better than Eli.
I won't fight that. Like
One of the best basketball players in the world.
But I mean, as far as they're both Hall of Famers, but I feel like they both get very disrespected.
Dwight definitely gets that.
Like Dwight could be a better player, but as far as how they're talked about post career and all that stuff, and just the things they achieved in their career and the whole body of work.
This was happening with Eli at the end of his career, like the conversations of like where Eli fit, because he'd have those seasons where they don't make the playoffs or where he'd throw 20 some odd interceptions or whatever it is. This conversation with Eli has been happening for a long time.
We joke. I think Paul Pierce is a good comp. Because, like, regardless of how we feel, and same thing with maybe me and Eli, Paul Pierce is a Hall of Famer.
Paul was never one of the five best players in the league.
And nobody looked at him like, yo, the top five, who you starting your franchise with? Like, he'd be down the list.
I can't believe he was
one of them dudes.
Do this. Are you sure?
Well, it depends. Maybe
Paul Pierce wasn't one of the...
Was Paul early 2000s, maybe?
Well, okay, so if we went... When I would say 2002,
it wasn't a 10-year run, but
2002 when him and Antoine were doing their thing, you looked at Shaq and Kobe.
He looked like
Duncan,
one of the best young players in the entire league.
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
he just turned out great. Either this has turned out great for me.
Well, no, like I can acknowledge, like Paul Pierce isn't my favorite person, but like I feel like there was a moment where it was, hey, this dude is. He's it. Like, he's one of the top players in the league. And then he just got surrounded with weird stuff. And then Kevin Garnett comes along. Ray Allen comes along. And then, like everything changes.
Well, by then, he was – at that time, though. At that time, if he was top 10, he was on the back end of the top 10.
I think he
– Which isn't anything to sneeze at.
He changed after he got stabbed. I think they started, like, looking at him differently.
Maybe so.
I think they started
covering But there were guys ahead of him. I'm thinking of 2002 because that's when they made that run. There were guys ahead of him. There's actually probably a good number of guys ahead of him now that we think about it. Jason Kidd was probably ahead of him. T-Mac, Vince, Chris, Shaq, Kobe, Duncan. Okay. But your point is valid, though. Like, he was looked at as one of the futures of the league, though, mm-hmm. for sure, for sure.
Okay, Manny asked us something about the WNBA. We'll get into that, and we've got game number 7 in the top 20 games of the Kings season. This will be a fun one to talk about for sure, and it's going to sound very familiar. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Matt George set to join us coming up here about 30 minutes or so. Let's get our man Titus in here. 916-909-1320, hey. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line.
It's the return of the Real Brothers of Sacramento. It's been a minute.
Hey, you already know what's up, man. I had to tap back in. Ain't nobody heard that from Luis.
Nah, we ain't heard from him, man. We ain't heard from him.
Where's your boy at, man?
Man, I don't know. I told you probably got a warrant or something, or you on the run, man. Keep your prayers. Oh, you feel me? Just keep prayers. That's all we can do.
Criminal.
it can be anything. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Titus. What's going on, man?
I heard a few things that didn't add up, and then I got three of them. So just the first one is, y'all said it's a certain time frame for Flutie or something about getting in to the Hall of Fame, but it's really not, because they be putting people in that quit playing in the 50s.
That's right. There's the class for, yeah, the class. You're right. The class for that group is a little bit smaller. You're correct.
Okay. Now, I agree with KC on this. It was a time frame when McNabb and Cunningham was at least top 3 quarterback in the season. You don't believe that?
No, I don't.
I'll even say this. Even if there was, because I think there could have. I don't know how long.
Even
that
on
was.
A video game, you wanted to be McNabb. You know what I mean? Like, come on. But the scramble.
McNabb was top 5 at some point.
Yeah, like, we wanted to be McNabb. I don't know that everybody wanted to be McNabb.
He was top 5. He was bad. But
I don't be disrespectful.
Because you know he was. But anyway, all right, look. And then I got Eli Manning on this. You can't win the Super Bowl twice and then win the MVP in the Super Bowl and be lucky. You can't do it twice. Come on.
I'm with you.
I think we all agree. He's a Hall of Famer.
Let him know, Titus. Let him know. I don't know about Donovan McNabb, but I agree with you on that last point.
Well, he said Steve McNair. Did he say Donovan?
He said Donovan and Randall Cunningham.
I'm sure there was a season where Donovan McNabb was.
For some reason in my head, I heard Steve McNair. Donovan, no. I'm not giving anyone Donovan. No.
No, what he said was there was a time when there was no season when he was a top 5 quarterback.
No.
Come on, Dan. You never fired up Madden and want to play as Donovan McNabb?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I want to get to game 7 of the top 20 games of the Kings season, but before we do, it's final night of the WNBA regular season. Manny asked earlier, it's kind of a hard question to answer. He asked, like, what matchups we might be looking for forward to when it comes to the playoffs. To the best of my knowledge, there's only one set. I think it's the Lynx and the Mercury. Mm-hmm. That's the only one that's set, because 8 is up for grabs tonight, sort of.
Technically.
Let's just put it like this. If everybody loses, Atlanta wins. And that's a very strong possibility that Atlanta, Washington, and Chicago all lose. Atlanta's in the 8 spot right now. They'll be set to take on the Fever. We mentioned Minnesota, who's 2. They'll be taking on the Lynx. And Connecticut and Las Vegas can switch spots, but that's the sweet spot of great games. If we're getting Connecticut and Indiana, I feel like if we get Connecticut and Indiana, I feel like Connecticut is just fine in that series. The Aces and Storm, I think, is interesting. I also think the Connecticut matchup versus Seattle is interesting. And then Las Vegas versus Indiana. I don't like Indiana versus either one of those teams. Seattle's interesting. I think, though, this might be a moment, especially if they play the Aces, where things get kind of picked up a notch. You know, we've seen the Aces win 4 straight. It feels like they're locking in a little bit more. I don't know. I like the Aces moving forward, whether they're playing Seattle or Indiana. But I like those two middle series the most.
I agree. I think if it's Aces Storm, I think that would be a fantastic series. I think that'd be a fantastic series. I'm interested in, like, I don't think they can beat them, so to speak, but I'm interested in Phoenix and Minnesota. I think that might be a good series right there. Okay. But that's where it ends. I mean, I want to see Caitlin in the playoffs, so obviously I want to see that, but I don't expect the Fever to win the series.
Fever winning the first game against whoever they play would send the whole playoffs into a frenzy.
Indiana
winning game one could potentially, if it's not a football night, oh, it's a Sunday. Well, I was going to say it could lead SportsCenter, but the first game's Sunday, so it won't.
That's all just a stupid stat. They're like, Asia Wilson should be the MVP, but to act like Caitlin's not even in the conversation, it's crazy. And they put like all these stats up of like the pro basketball reference side by side, and they had like points or something, and obviously Asia had that. And then for the next five categories, they just used assist numbers to make their argument. It's like, come on, man, y'all gotta stop.
Well, it's she's had an incredible season.
She has.
Having her in top. Well, okay. Asia's the MVP in my mind. And I don't think it's really a conversation. Mm-hmm. But you got Nafisi in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And so just does no one get recognition in New York?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
They're 32-7.
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
I got to put somebody there.
If it's not Sabrina, if there's no, then Caitlin probably could be third. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jewel Lloyd might be up there, but it's just wild. They're 32-7.
Yeah, so somebody in New York got to get some recognition.
But maybe no one cares because it's Asia's award. Like, Asia's the best player in the league, and it's not particularly close.
This is not a race.
You know what's happening in New York? They're all too good. Hmm. They're just going to split votes. You've got 20 and 9 rebounds from Stewie. You got 18 and 6 assists from Sabrina. And then you've got 14 and 9 from Jonquel Jones. Mm. Can't decide. That's why no one's mentioned in New York. You can't decide who to vote for.
20 and 9 is
that's special.
Good.
Yeah, that's special.
That's pretty damn good.
I mean, 18 and 6 isn't bad either.
That sure ain't.
She got blocks and steals in there, too.
Sabrina does?
Nah. Stewie.
Oh, yeah. Stewie been. Yeah.
We talk about Asia. Like, Breonna Stewart's one of the greatest players we've ever seen already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if her career just continues with what it's been doing, I mean, she, like Asia, she has two NBA championships, WNBA championships. She has two MVPs. She has two finals MVPs.
Mm.
Five all NBA first teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're witnessing the. They might be the Brady Manning of this era.
Mm.
They might be the, I don't know what basketball comp to make, but they could be the Brady Manning of this era.
I agree. And see, this is the problem. Like, so Shoeless in the Matthews Magic Chatty House, Clark has produced more points for our team, including Asia. Clark should get votes 3-5. Should get votes 3-5 in the voting.
That's okay.
No, I mean, that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
I don't think she shouldn't get votes ahead of Stewart. You know what I mean? She shouldn't.
I just think what happens, I really think they might split the vote in New York. Like, if you're looking like 32-7's we gotta have someone,
mm-hmm.
they might vote for Sabrina.
Yeah, they might.
Sabrina's like a point less.
They might, but yeah, Caitlin, in my opinion, shouldn't. And that's okay. She's a rookie. She's going. I'm gonna tell you right now. She's gonna win multiple MVPs in her career. I believe that about her. Like, she's that nice. It's okay that she's not in consideration, in real consideration or voting this year. It's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine.
At three, I don't know that I love three, especially because I don't want Nafisi to get ignored.
Yeah, she should be second.
I think she should too. Yeah, I think she should too. Because I didn't expect Minnesota to be that good. And she's had a crazy year, an absolutely crazy year.